Welcome back to Brittany's Brew Review, the only place where Brittany Fernandez reviews beers on the Quick Sixer Collective. So, we're doing a little remote thing right now, and a B is visiting some buds in Colorado. So, without further ado, B, introduce your friends and introduce what we're drinking.
This is Macy, who has been on before. I don't remember what we reviewed, but we reviewed it. And this is her husband, Corey. And he shows me all the cool beers and breweries around Colorado.
Oh
So
yeah.
he's a big beer guy like us.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And the coolest background I think we've seen on any show so far.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
This is his basement. He collects brewery signs. There's a Yazzie one over here.
there's Yazzie. There's a New Belgium, but it's some people we've had on the show before. So crap. Yeah. This is awesome. All right. Is that a what's the one directly behind you? It's like a stained glass
This one.
type of deal. Is the Black
Oh,
Abbey?
that's Black Abbey. Too.
Thought
Yeah.
so. All right,
Spotted
cool. All
it.
right. So, B, is the beer that you texted me the one that you're having?
Yes.
All right, cool. So,
I don't
I'll
know
read it
anything.
out. Yeah, I tried to look it up. They don't have it on their website, but I'll read what it is. So, while you pour. So, it's the Dread Pirate. Was it? Is that? Did it just say IPA on the side?
IPL.
IPL. Okay.
A pale lager, which I don't know if I've ever had.
Okay. 5.5, brewed by Downhill Brewing, which is in Parker, Colorado. You can go check them out, Downhill Brewing Parker, on their Instagram and downhillbrews.com. If you want to check out their website. They have some bunch of bros running this place, it looks like. Head brewer Nick Clary. Lots of bearded fellas over at this place. Don't know.
Downhill is our favorite little spot.
Okay. Well, shout out to Downhill. This one is not on their website, so you're not gonna be able to look it up. But they got some interesting looking shit, like cucumber sour ales,
The cucumber one's so good. That's my favorite.
raspberry golden.
I got a flight the other night, and the cucumber one was a part of it. It was like the
Nice.
best one.
Is it the one that you sent me, that picture?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I was super jealous of that flight because it like proper size glasses.
Every single one of those was good. Yeah. I
Yeah.
mean, I was feeling it afterwards. I was like, that's a lot because I picked sours and IPAs and porters and
Yeah.
lagers. I had to try everything, but the
Mixing
stout,
it up.
the coconut stout was, or the coconut porter. Yeah, that was the
Nice.
one.
Nice,
Yep.
nice.
Yeah, I'll
All right,
send a big
cool.
shout out to them. Anytime you have a party or something, they're fantastic. They have a
Oh,
nice
yeah?
outdoor patio, super welcoming. We even had a cartoonist draw us one time while we were there that works there. So
We had
it's awesome.
our daughter's first and second birthday parties
There you go. You know what?
there.
A lot of people, well, are weird about kids' birthdays or events or whatever at breweries, but I think it's like the perfect place. Like, especially if they're not old enough to really do shit, like, like
Yeah, she
you
didn't
can.
care. She just wanted to eat her cake and hang out with her friends.
Exactly.
And they even make their they have a pizza oven there and they do all their own pizzas,
Perfect.
and pizzas are amazing.
Perfect. Perfect. So they, I wanted to shout out some stuff they're doing, and this will be out in March or no, April. But they don't have stuff up for April yet on their websites. But anyways, go and check them out. They look dope. I'm really jealous of this. This looks really cool.
I feel like every time I come out here, we go there, which I'm not
It's our
complaining.
go-to spot.
Yeah. Parker was a 18-18921 Plaza Drive, Unit 104, Parker, Colorado, 80134.
Coconut porter was called Bikini Girls with Machine Guns. So
Proper.
good.
Proper.
Had to
I
have
mean,
that one.
that makes sense to me.
But I literally just let their daughter go to the fridge and pick something out and hand it to me. So I didn't even look until I bought it at what it was. So
Nice.
this is
I
what
mean,
it is.
that's a fun little little game.
Beer roulette with a 2-year-old.
Yes. Beer roulette with a
2-year-old. Yeah. I would do that. I would do that for real. All right, guys. So everyone's got their pour?
Yep.
All right, let's.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Okay, so it's obviously like the perfect beer color, you know?
Yeah.
This is a classic golden.
100%.
Oh, it smells like an IPA.
Okay.
Tastes like an IPA.
Oh.
Very hoppy.
Well, that's the hoppiest.
Okay.
I didn't expect it to be this hoppy being a India Pale Lager.
Does it taste like lighter though? Like, is it? Do you feel like you could just crush it, or is it?
It honestly
just...
tastes more like an IPA than
I would say it's heavier. Almost.
You would say
really?
I drink a lot of IPAs, so
yeah.
Okay.
I've never had an IPL.
Yeah,
so it's definitely like a feels thicker to me. It's good.
That's very thick.
It's actually definitely not crushable.
No, it's not crushable.
Good. Okay. But maybe okay.
I'm glad we're splitting it because
okay, you know,
this is the big growler there.
I was in the picture, it just looked like it was a 24 ounce. I was like, that's a lot of beer for 24. Yeah, I know that now, but in the picture, yeah.
The can. Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. That's a cool. That's a wilderness shit on there. Got some ducks, and birds. That's cool.
Yeah, this is my first experience with an India Pale Lager. Is interesting.
Yeah, I think we've had a bunch of random styles on this show. I wonder if India Pale Lagers will start
popping up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you would definitely enjoy this.
Yeah.
That's a big IPA guy.
Mm-hmm.
I think this would be right up your alley.
I'm not that big of an IPA fan, but this is actually like not bad either.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's good.
Yeah.
You think
for a second video, the original drink a second one.
Do we think it's a Do we think it's like you could drink more than one, or is it a one and done type of heavy?
It's a one and done. For me, it's a one and done for sure. Mm. What do you think?
Could you drink another one?
Taste wise, yes, but I think it's pretty heavy. I would probably do one or something different.
Okay.
It's good though. I would order it again if I went there, but just one.
That is like the hoppiest beer ever.
Okay. All right. Is it like if you're starting to make me feel like it tastes like hop water, only like beer flavored hop water. So it's like
beer flavored hop water.
It's yeah.
good. It's good. It's just I was expecting more of a lager flavor. Mm. Not so much,
not as hoppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel you.
But it's good.
What's the A in IPA anyway? Ale. Right? Ale.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it'd be like
sense.
IPA.
It makes sense to me. Sure. What
like a sour IPA, so it tastes like to me.
Yeah.
Where
glasses are from the brewery too.
I know. Look at you guys. Just fancy as hell over there.
Wow.
Love it.
This is different from my usual thing where I'm like, yeah, I have my Wolfman glass again.
I know. It's like here's my my glass with someone being murdered on it. Like
usually it is. A little bit different. Yeah.
With my black background with like a skull on the wall. But...
different vibes over here. Yeah.
Well, that's just a few. I mean, they have earth tones. Like, you don't have... you have graveyard tones.
There's light in here.
Yeah, there's windows, yeah, you're definitely a graveyard tone, not a earth tone type of girl.
That's
but
true.
Anyways, so where be you? I feel like I'm gonna guess like in my brain what you're gonna probably give this.
Okay.
I don't know. I kind of want to. What would you guys rate it? Let's leave Brittany in for last.
This is out of five, right?
Out of five.
Increments of 0.25. So like on Untappd.
You can do 0.75.
Yeah. Like in increments of 2.5.
I'm an IPA person, so I'm going to give it like a 2. 2 out of 5.
It okay.
just me. I wouldn't want to drink the entire thing.
Okay. Yeah, are you going to drink that entire? Are you going to drink that entire thing though?
I probably would drink this. Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I don't like to waste alcohol. Okay.
I have a rule against it. I'm like,
if I commit, I commit.
Right. And my rule is like, if I open it, it's not going down the drain. So
no.
I mean, sometimes it'll bite you though. Like I got some high percentage stuff. Oh my shit.
That is true.
Yeah. All right.
What would you think, Brittany?
Let's do Corey first.
Yeah.
I'd say it's the best IPL I've ever had, but it's also the first. So I don't know if that's saying much. I give it. I would say it's exactly what I would expect it to taste like. So it's like a 4 out of 5. It's definitely not like a have to get it again immediately, but good.
Would be. All right. Okay. I kind of think I know where Brittany's going, but. Where are you headed?
Me? What do you think?
Immediately in my brain, it's a 2.5 for you.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. I was playing with 2.5 or 2.75, but I think it's not quite.
You usually push lower, so. Dude, Oscar's sitting right under me, so if I move at all.
we have dogs, babies.
I'm gonna run over his tail.
Got a lot going on over here. Yeah. It doesn't seem like it, but yeah.
Oh man. All right, cool. Well, that'll probably average out to like what? Yours is kind of low though, so maybe it'll average to like a 3. Okay, cool. I'll do it. We'll average it as a 3, maybe.
A certain type of person.
What would you have given the cucumber?
The cucumber is 5.
The cucumber is a 5. That's one every time I go in there, I have to have a glass of that.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite.
The 5 out of 5 for sure. That coconut porter is a 5 out of 5.
They also have another sour that I love, and it's called Knott's Berry Farm.
Okay.
And it's so good too.
Nice.
And it's not a very like sour.
Yeah, it's good.
Mm. It's just like
it's raspberry,
easy,
right?
It's an easy drinking sour.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's it for this one. But thank you guys for coming on and hosting Brittany and while she's in Colorado and trying all these new beers for all of us. Oscar's trying to get run over, and you have a baby. And if you're out their way, go ahead and hit up Downhill Brewing and Parker. And with that's Brittany's Brew Review. We out.